If you're anything like me, well, first off, I'm so, so sorry. But if you're like me, you appreciate sparkling water, especially now that it comes in a plethora of delicious artificial flavors. I'm not a snob either. I like the LaCroix, the Bubbly, the store Brandica. It's all delicious. But it's also a little bit spendy. It hurts me every time I spend $6.99 for a pack of 8 12-ounce cans of water. Yes, they're usually painted in pretty colors, and they come with pre-dissolved carbon dioxide and, like, 3 drops of chemical flavoring, but it still feels like I'm paying a lot for something so very simple. And then if you add the 10 cents per can for the Michigan deposit, it's even worse, because I am nowhere near responsible enough to take my empties back to the store. Seriously, if you're a Boy Scout troop or a Little League team doing a fundraiser, stop at our house. We have, like, 537 bags of empty cans piled up in the back room. So anyway, in an attempt to hack the planet, I bought a SodaStream machine, the Source model, if it matters, but I think they all do the exact same thing. I'm not sure why they have so many different models. They do one thing. Anyway, I figured if I could make my own bubbly water, I might be able to find some flavors and stick it to the man. Actually, I don't know if a man owns LaCroix and or bubbly, but saying stick it to the person seems less revolutionary and more pin the tail on the donkey. But yeah, I bought a SodaStream machine and a set of 3 reusable bottles, because I love the planet. Of course, those bottles are made of plastic, so maybe I hate the planet and I just want to save money? I don't know. It failed anyway. He foreshadows like a boss. I tried to find flavor drops that would make my homemade bubble water taste like something other than salty fizz. And also, why does carbonated water taste salty? There's no salt. There's carbonic acid, but why does that taste like salt? Shouldn't it taste acidy or carbonic-y? I don't know. So anyway, flavor drops. The only thing I could find was some co-branded thick goo from the Bubbly Company, which you add a surprisingly large amount of to your freshly carbonated water. It's supposed to be just like the cans you buy at the store, and with the cost of those little bottles of goo, it certainly should taste like bubbly because it costs just as much to make. Also, they only come in the lamest of flavors, and I didn't want bubbly water. I wanted something different and cheaper. Then I found these Capella brand drops, which come in a crazy variety of flavors. I mean, they seem perfect, so I bought a lot of them. Now, if you go directly to their website instead of that Amazon affiliate link that I posted, they have even more flavors. Some sound better than they taste, and some taste exactly like you'd expect. My favorites are the gummy bear flavor and the Swedish fish flavor. That's hard to say, Swedish fish. I think they're called something similar to the brand name, but not exactly the same so they don't get sued. But that Swedish fish flavor is pretty gnarly to drink in bubbly water. Unfortunately, every flavor adds a sort of waxy flavor to the water. Waxy might not be the right word, but they don't seem to have quite the same sort of delicious fresh flavor that store-bought cans have. I know they're artificial, but the store brand flavor seems more real somehow. And that's when Hank Green ruined my bunny slippers. Now, I'm a fan of John and Hank Green, that's no secret. And anyone in Nerdfighteria worth their salt is familiar with the podcast they do together, Dear Hank and John. I'm even a $5 Patreon supporter, so I get a bonus podcast every time they record an episode. Totally worth the price in the tin. Anyway, during one of the episodes, Hank was talking about how he also enjoys LaCroix-ish things, and like me, he has tried to make his own concoctions from home. OMG, we're so alike we should totally be BFFs, I'm just saying. Anyway, during one of the episodes, Hank said that he adds some orange juice concentrate to his soda-streamed tap water. Now, don't get me wrong, I know that fruit juice of any kind is just sugar water and it's not good for you in any significant way, but still, it sounded like a pretty good idea. And so, I bought some orange juice concentrate. And I did it with a forethought, y'all. I got pulp-free because while Fizzy Floaters might be a great band name, Chunky Bubble Water sounds pretty gross. I also bought the kind that comes in a plastic container. Not because I hate the planet, although we established above that maybe I do, but because I didn't want the cardboard to get weird and soggy. Anyway, I put the plastic, pulp-free concentrate container in the fridge so that it would be pourable. And then the next day, along with my morning cup of coffee, I decided to prepare an all-natural carbonated bottle of slightly orangey water. Now, unfortunately, Hank did not specify how much concentrate he adds to how much water, but I thought this was a less is more kind of situation. I didn't want carbonated orange juice. I wanted carbonated water with a refreshing hint of citrus. So, after making a bottle of plain bubble water, I slowly poured a tiny bit of the concentrate into the bottle. Now, I'm not sure if you know how science works. Now, I thought I did, and Hank is the science one when it comes to the Green Brothers. But in some sort of Mark Rober-inspired reaction, my innocent bottle of sparkling water turned into a fountain of citrus and shame that makes Mentos and Diet Coke look about as exciting as those weird ash snake firework things that come in the cheap 4th of July fireworks packs. The explosion that took place on my counter hit the kitchen ceiling. Much like an untethered rocket ship, the bottle of fury fueled by some sort of zero-point energy launched its frothy exhaust into my pouring hand, which shot the mostly full container of concentrate against the sidewall of the kitchen, where it still had enough force behind it that it bounced off the wall and came back, still about half full, to hit me square in the chest and get further accelerated by the now-spinning bottle of fury on the counter. Further experimentation should be done because I think the OJ concentrate combined with the freshly carbonated water created some sort of Jesus-level loaves and fish situation. That single 20-ounce bottle of water somehow left like 5 inches of angry standing water in our entire kitchen. The rest of the orange juice concentrate dumped directly on my slippers, and my cup of coffee somehow poured itself into one of my slippers during the 7 seconds of chaos. So yeah, that's how Hank Green ruined my bunny slippers. And I have no idea if his Molotov cocktail of doom actually tastes good, because all of the ingredients are now a permanent part of my kitchen decor. The moral of the story? Yeah, I have no idea. Stock up on LaCroix when it goes on sale?